The midterm elections might seem like a national event, but in reality, the election process is a decidedly local affair. That's especially true in New Hampshire, where voting is run at the town level, and it takes an army of poll workers to make sure the whole event runs smoothly. NHPR's Casey McDermott takes us behind the scenes at one of the state's busiest polling places to see how it all happens.
As a seasoned state lawmaker, Pat Dowling used to think she had a pretty good handle on the political process. But then, a few years ago, she volunteered to be a local voter checklist supervisor in her hometown of Derry, where that voter checklist is 23,000 names long.
It was totally eye-opening. This is the nitty-gritty. This is where democracy really, really starts.
For the last few weeks, the epicenter of democracy in Derry has been the small office just off of the lobby of the town's municipal building, where Dowling and her colleagues have been busy.
You want to register?
Walking new voters through the registration process, double-checking that those registrations are valid, and keeping track of voter lists and ballots and pencils, lots of pencils, they'll need at the polls. It's a scene that's probably familiar to poll workers across the country who are gearing up for a record turnout in the midterm elections. But unlike some other states, in New Hampshire, these poll workers are also all locals, like Dowling, who've stepped up for long hours, for little or no pay at all, to make sure you're able to exercise your right to vote.
We work pretty hard a lot of the times.
Despite all of that careful preparation, even the hardest working poll workers have to be ready for the unexpected. Denise Neal, who's worked on Derry elections for almost two decades, learned this firsthand during one particularly chaotic presidential primary.
There was an accident on 93. There was an accident downtown, and there was only one way in and out to West Running Brook School.
That's one of the town's main polling places.
And in the meantime, two presidential candidate buses pulled in, and it was a mess. The police were here, the Attorney General's office was here, everybody was directing traffic because people were trying to get in and people were trying to get out. There were long registration lines. You can't plan for something like that.
They stayed open late that year to make sure everyone who showed up was able to vote. But even after the polls close, a poll worker's job is still far from over.
The presidential election in 2012, I was here till 5:45 in the morning.
Judy Strakolaitis is in charge of keeping Derry's voter checklist up to date. While she says the job has always been demanding, lately it seems like it's only getting harder.
A lot of the people who have done it for years don't want to do it because it's become unnecessarily complicated.
Even Strakolaitis, as dedicated a poll worker as they come, says changes to the state's voter registration laws in the last 2 years almost led her to call it quits. She says some of those new rules just bog down the process for poll workers, and she's worried that might make it harder for qualified people to vote.
The reason I didn't quit is that I realized, why would I want to leave it to the people who want to suppress voting, somebody else to take my place who doesn't have the same interest?
Despite all of the long hours and legislative headaches, that interest in being on the front lines of the election process is what keeps poll workers like Judy Strakolaitis and Denise Neal and Pat Dowling coming back year after year.
Tuesday, the election day, to me is going to be almost like Christmas Day. You know how you don't know what you're getting for Christmas, but those packages look pretty good? Well, I think the election day is going to be like that. We don't know what we're going to get, but it's just so good that people are out there voting.
At a time when the public's trust in the voting process seems to be lower than ever, with concerns about outside interference or alleged fraud looming large, founded or not, the poll workers in Derry feel their jobs are even more important than ever. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.